The Prime Minister has held one-on-one talks with US President Joe Biden in New York. The two leaders met only days after announcing a deal for nuclear submarines and the AUKUS alliance with the UK. So what does it mean for Australia's strategic outlook? David Kilcullen is Professor of International and Political Studies at the University of New South Wales.
Well, coming on the back of the AUKUS decisions from last week, I think what we're seeing here is an indication that Prime Minister Morrison is really doubling down on the US relationship, and that when he said it was a forever partnership last week, you know, what he meant by that seems to have been that we're going to remove any doubt in anyone's mind that we're sort of part of the US aligned grouping in the Indo-Pacific going forward. And I think for Joe Biden, the motivation has in large part been to change the topic away from just this incredibly disastrous end to the war in Afghanistan. And this has been one way to have a series of public events that telegraph a shift away from the war on terrorism towards a sort of great power competition with China.
David, what do you think is the greatest vulnerability for Australia in this big shift?
There's a number of vulnerabilities. I have been arguing for a number of years that rather than doubling down on the US, which I think is a declining power, that instead of doing that, we should be much more self-reliant, much more independent. That would have a cost, but I think we run the risk here of a repeat of kind of the Singapore strategy of the 1930s, where we relied on great and powerful ally who turned out not to be there when we needed them. Now, there are things that give me comfort, but I also think the vulnerability here is that we run the risk of alienating players like the Indonesians, to a lesser extent, Malaysia and other regional actors.
When it comes to the technology for submarines, what do we know about where China is at the moment and what kind of speed they can have in advancing their own platforms?
The Chinese have been building both attack submarines, so submarines that attack other subs, and starting to build ballistic missile submarines at a pretty fast clip over the last decade. And that's been a big part of the growth of the Chinese Navy, which is now the largest navy on the planet by numbers of ships. One area where they are relatively less developed has been undersea warfare, and in particular anti-submarine warfare. And that's been an area where I guess various countries have seen an opportunity to exploit a Chinese weakness. But again, it's a weakness now. It may very well not be a weakness in 20 years or 2 years. And I think if anything was going to spur the Chinese to do something about that weakness, it would be knowing that Australia is about to acquire, you know, this step change in submarine capability on our part.
Given our large land mass but our comparatively small GDP, would we ever be able to defend ourselves?
It depends on what you think the threat is going to be. And I think that for most of our history, we have really worked on the theory that as a maritime country that really relies very heavily on global trade, that we can only be safe in a global system where an ally who is both powerful and also shares our values is a dominant player. The problem that we have now is that for the first time in the history of Australia since Federation, our most important economic partner is not the same as our most important military partner. And in fact, those two partners are at each other's throats in, you know, what some people describe as a new Cold War.
That's David Kilcullen there, Professor of International and Political Studies at the University of New South Wales.